Blog Talk Radio.
Emotional Roller Coaster by Vivian Green. Welcome to Relationships 360 Degrees, and thanks for listening. I'm your host, Tiffany Williams-Jallo. In this show, Relationships 360 seeks to repair, build, and maintain long-lasting, enriching, character-based relationships with the help of experts like tonight's guest, which is here to talk about the repercussions of dating on the rebound. And I have some great questions lined up for her. But first, for the introduction, Delaine Moore is a Mars-Venus coach, speaker, journalist, and the fiery voice behind the popular blog, IamDivorceNotDead.com, where she unabashedly gets down to the good, bad, and naughty of life after divorce. Delaine writes for the Huffington Post, Your Tango, and First Wives World and has appeared on radio and television shows throughout North America. Her memoir, The Secret Sex Life of a Single Mom, was ranked number one by Babbel.com for women who enjoyed 50 Shades of Grey. Delaine, it's a pleasure to have you on Relationships 360 Degrees tonight.
Well, hello, Tiffany, and thank you so much for having me here.
I am going to love this show tonight. We're talking about rebound dating. Of course, last month on Relationships 360 was dedicated to divorce. The last show that we did last month was called Post-Divorce Dating 101, so divorce dating. So this show about rebound relationships kind of, you know, is related to that. So we're going to get into that. But, Delaine, I wanted to ask you a few questions about some of the projects you're working on, some of the ways that you get your message out to people. How did you come up with the name of your website, IamDivorcedNotDead.com?
Well, I wanted the website name to be something kind of snappy and a little bit fun, because the bottom line is that when we go through a divorce afterwards, we aren't dead. I mean, our lives aren't over, even though sometimes it can feel like we're dragging our heels and we're in survival mode. The truth is that we're entering a new chapter of our lives, and it's an opportunity to sort of rediscover that fiery part of who we are. And when we start getting back out there and dating and forging new relationships and also having sex again, we rediscover that this fire that's within us can grow into something more passionate than it's ever been before in our lives.
And, you know, what do you hope to accomplish with your website? Also, you've written two books. Tell us the name of your two books, and understand you're going to give away a copy of each of those books as well. So if you can tell us the name of those books and what you hope to accomplish with your website.
Right. Well, first of all, let's talk about my website. I Am Divorced, Not Dead is really my voice, and for the most part, I just get real and raw about my own experiences post-divorce. And I know that that's unusual for a coach, but I figure, hey, I don't just want to get up on a soapbox and start pontificating about the way things are supposed to be. I've been out there in the trenches, too, and I have horror stories and adventures that I wanted to share as well. So that's what my site is really about. Now, my book, which actually just came out 2 months ago, is called The Secret Sex Life of a Single Mom. And it chronicles the first year after my divorce. That's that crazy, insane time when there are so many changes going on in a person's life. And I was no different than anybody else when I went through that time. I made lots of mistakes as I went forward, and I really hope that it's going to be inspirational to women, let them know that they aren't alone. I hope that they have some laughs and some belly laughs as they go through it, and just for them to know that the insanity does calm down. And it's not about finding refuge in another relationship. It's not like another shining knight has to come along to make everything perfectly right. It's about time, allowing time to work its magic in our lives. And So the other project that I have is called Delaine's Guide to Smart Dating After Divorce, and that is actually an audio program. So it's not a book. It's available on my website.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. Even
That's
better.
Right. And basically what I've done, I mean, it's been 5 years now since I've gotten divorced, and I put together 11 tenets for smart dating. These are things that I wish that someone could have told me as I navigated the dating trenches again. It's completely different when you wake up at a different age in a new phase of your life. And I didn't just want to sort of fall back into that same behavior I once knew when I was 25 and single before I got married. Yet that's often the behavior that we can revert to. So
I got married at that age too, Delaine.
And, you know, when you wake up and suddenly you're a mom and you feel different about who you are, you feel older, you may have different insecurities, different challenges financially. It's like, who am I? What is my identity? It was never my dream to wake up at this stage of my life single again. So how do we date smart? Because there is a strong place for the brain as we're out there dating again.
I should have had you on that Post-Divorce Dating 101 show a couple of weeks ago to talk about your book. But, you know, two of our listeners will get an opportunity to, you know, either win a copy of your literary works, your book, The Secret Sex Life of a Single Mom, or they can get your audio.